Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday was a big deal in American history. The final nail in the coffin. The last mainstream media outlet, CBS, finally admitted Hunter Biden's laptop was real. After COVID disagreement, the Hunter Biden laptop story is probably the most censored news of the entire 21st century so far. Mainstream media outlets debunked it. The New York Post was censored on Facebook and Twitter for daring to write it. But most importantly, it was the first major authoritarian-style psyop that the American people were ever subjected to. It was absolute Politburo authoritarian regime-style censorship, a classic intelligence agency PSYOP or psychological operation. They run those all the time in other countries. They're open about it. The CIA in particular is open about it. We try to influence elections all over the place. And the way that we did it in Afghanistan and Iraq has been widely reported in the news, but never before had a full-blown PSYOP, a full-blown propaganda campaign complete with fake narrative, coordinated talking points, targeted censorship and punishment for not complying with the narrative put out simultaneously by our news agencies and our intelligence agencies. Never before had a thing like that been tried on the American people for the same reason the CIA does it openly in other countries, to influence an election. What made this particular PSYOP so powerful was not just the media creepily speaking off the same transcripts, but the sheer power of 50 former intel agents signing a document saying this was Russian disinformation. And they weren't low-ranking ones either. It was the former heads of the FBI and the CIA from the Bush era and the Obama era, assistant directors of the FBI and CIA, of the Department of Homeland Security, director of National Intelligence, the heads of the NSA, all presenting a united front. Who could even question that? A united front with the mainstream media and social media in tow. To the logical American mind, you can't blame people for thinking this way. There's no way all those people would lie to me. Come on now. That's what you'd say. There's no way there could be a conspiracy that big. But there was. Here's Joe Biden using their lie like a knife in a debate with Trump.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
It turned out that all 50 were lying. Who would have thought? I mean, it's amazing. I can't wrap my head around it. But they were lying. And it was a bunch of garbage from the intel agency heads, from the media outlets. And the last media outlet to do so admitted it yesterday. CBS News, incredibly, a full 2 years after the New York Post not only broke the story, but authenticated the laptop, they admit, oh yeah, it was authenticatable. It's real. And it's Hunter's. Before I go there, I want to play this for you. It's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, mocking Trump to his face. Oh, that's not true. That laptop's not real. That can't be verified.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it. Because you want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
Can't be verified, Leslie Stahl, as CBS News says. Except it could be, because CBS just broke the news. They verified it.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help?
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
So I guess it was always possible to authenticate the laptop. But then we knew that because Tony Bobulinski tried to help him do it. Remember, he was Hunter's business partner? Yeah, the claim from the media at the time was they just couldn't figure out if those emails were real. And he said, well, I was either in them or copied on a lot of them. Here, I'll show you. If the emails on the laptop are real, why, that'd be a way to authenticate it. But every door was slammed in his face. Folks, just the size and the scope of this was astonishing. And I want to remind you of what it was like at the time.
Biden secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019. For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation
campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
And never forget how they didn't just lie to you, manipulate you. No, the media sneered at the truth, demanding the censorship of the New York Post.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign. It's
foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
Now here's where it gets really nuts. Here's where you get to see what we're up against with these agencies. How did the FBI know to go to Mark Zuckerberg? Remember, Zuckerberg said that the FBI warned him a story would be coming out in the coming weeks that they would need to censor. And Facebook really censored the story. I mean, they would not allow it to be posted or shared. How did the FBI know that the New York Post story was coming out? That's the craziest part of all. Because they'd raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment, Remember this? Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, celebrated federal prosecutor, took down the mob. I mean, this guy's a legend. They treated him like a criminal. Announced some charges, investigation involving Ukraine, and they raided his apartment a month after he became Trump's attorney. And then they spied on him, as they would then have the right to do since he was under investigation. They got warrants for it and everything. They spied on Rudy Giuliani throughout the duration of the campaign. Now, here's the really scandalous part. The media coverage was horrible. That Rudy Giuliani had been a dupe. He'd been fooled by Russia with this laptop. Look at a guy. He's under investigation by the FBI for his dealings in Ukraine. It's just terrible. Yeah, well, guess what? November 14th, the news broke. They dropped all charges against Rudy Giuliani. Nope, not facing any prosecution at all. That happened last week, actually. Giuliani Ukraine probe ends without charges, Reuters reports. So, folks, let me put it together for you, because it's shocking. Why did they raid his apartment? Why did they initially charge him? So they could spy on Trump's lawyer throughout the duration of the campaign. They never had anything, not even close. Then, when they no longer needed to spy on him, guess what? Charges quietly dropped last week. But let's go back to the part about how on earth did Mark Zuckerberg, because remember, he went on Joe Rogan and said, oh, the FBI came to me. They warned me this story was coming out. I would see it in a couple of weeks. How did the FBI know what the New York Post was doing? What story would come out with enough specificity to go meet with Facebook and demand its censorship, the censorship of the story? This is the most terrifying part of all. As Devine explained in the pages of the New York Post, the FBI knew because it was spying on Rudy Giuliani and would have seen his communications with the New York Post, who he gave the laptop to. Here's New York Post reporter Miranda Devine explaining this.
So, why did the FBI know so in such detail what story was coming up weeks before our story was published? Well, the FBI had been spying on Rudy Giuliani's cloud. They had access to all his emails and all his text messages May of 2019, and that was 1 month after he became Donald Trump's personal attorney officially. So they started spying on him. Presumably, they really wanted to spy on the president of the United States. So at the time, August 26, 27, when John Paul MacIsaac contacted Rudy Giuliani to tell him about the laptop that Hunter Biden had abandoned in his store in Delaware, his computer repair store, back in April of 2019, that email that John Paul MacIsaac sent Rudy Giuliani would have been visible to the FBI because they were spying. So they would have been forewarned about our story. They would have seen my communications with Rudy Giuliani. They knew it all. So they were ready, and they were very effective in censoring it.
And they were ready, she said, censoring it. That last part got a little bit garbled, which makes you wonder, what the heck is the next Republican candidate? What is their attorney going to have to go through from the deep state just to win? And can our republic, it's not a democracy, thank God, can our republic survive it? And if this was the 2020 PSYOP, what will the 2024 PSYOP be like by the intel and community to influence that election? Strap on your seatbelts, folks. I'm betting it'll be like nothing we've ever seen before.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.